Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When men and women die outside of Christ's kingdom, will they be given a second chance in the world to come? One religious group in the United States practices proxy baptism. That cultic group teaches that living saints can be baptized for those who have died without being baptized. Other religious groups believe that everyone who dies out of Christ will be given ample opportunities in the world to come to respond to the Lord's invitation. One American theologian affirms that time, death, and hell are not boundaries to God's saving grace. In his view, the love and grace of God will eventually bring all persons to the new creation. Many of those who believe in and preach a second chance attempt to base their unscriptural position on these words from Peter's first letter, "By which," that is, by which spirit, "also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water." 1 Peter 3:19-20. Do these verses even hint at a second chance for salvation after one has lived for the devil all his life? A theologian has had to read into these words his own ideas before he can find second chance theology in them. Not one word about life after death appears in these verses from 1 Peter. Peter identifies the people to whom the preaching was done and the time of the preaching. The people were those living when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared. The ones to whom the preaching was done were the people Noah was attempting to turn from their wicked ways to the God of Noah. Jesus, through Noah, was attempting to reach those who would be destroyed by the flood and would be lost eternally because they had turned their backs on God's will. I readily admit the difficulty of this passage, but no one can get a second chance from these verses. Besides, there are numerous serious objections to second chance theology. From a purely logical viewpoint, the doctrine does not make any sense. If a man can delay his obedience until the next world, why would he give his life to God in this world? Why would he sacrifice any pleasure which appealed to him in this life? Why would he endanger his life by serving God, when thousands of people might threaten his safety because of his devotion to the cause of Christ? The Scriptures make it very plain that our destiny is sealed when we die. Paul wrote as follows to Titus, "For the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Titus 2:11-12. Did you take note of the little prepositional phrase, "in this present world"? Incidentally, the Greek word translated "world" should be rendered "age." "In this present age" refers to the Christian age. We have opportunities to obey the Lord during our lifetime on earth, but there is no promise that we shall have any opportunities in the world to come. We are deceiving ourselves and our listeners when we preach a second chance of life after death. The Hebrew writer nails the door shut on second chance theology when he writes, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Hebrews 9:27. There is no indication that a second chance is inserted between death and the judgment. When we die, our destiny is sealed forever. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.